Welcome, everyone. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with a very happy Nigel Bradham next to me. A five-year deal keeps him in Philadelphia. And, hey, man, congratulations. I know you didn't want to leave. Nobody wants to leave.
No, you definitely don't want to leave, especially an organization like this. It's been perfect ever since I got here.
What is free agency like? I know the first time you got into it, obviously different than this time. Is it a fun time? Is it a nerve-wracking time? What is it?
I kind of had the feeling of both. This time was a little bit more nerve-wracking because I didn't want to leave. And so, and then it kind of went longer than I wanted.
Yeah.
But
was there a chance? Was there a chance that you were going to leave?
I mean, it was close.
So it's kind of like college recruiting. You're getting recruited. People are throwing some nice numbers in front of you, and certainly the business side of it. You've got a family, weighs into things.
Yeah, for sure. And you realize the teams who appreciate you and the interest and. Like me, I'm fortunate that my team just appreciated me so much that they were willing to fight and get it done.
Nigel, 2017 season obviously ends with the Super Bowl championship. Let's go back to Super Bowl. As you remember it a couple of months ago, what was the experience like? And then how did you celebrate?
It was amazing. The whole experience, the whole week, honestly, just preparing for that game and, you know, the meetings, the practices, the media.
A lot of media.
So it was interesting, man. It was a fun week. I'm glad I got to experience it. Obviously, the game was even better. Our fans, the 70% in the stands. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't have dreamed it any other way. The parade. Oh, my God. The parade.
And then after the parade, I know you were partying all night long after that parade.
Yeah.
What did you do after the parade, Nigel?
I was asleep. I couldn't make it past the parade, man. It was so much, so fun, and took so much of my energy being with the fans and just having a great party with the fans and interacting, hopping off the bus and being able to go shake their hands and get them all pumped up, man. It was exciting.
Was it everything you thought it would be, winning the Super Bowl? You dream about this. You come to the NFL. That's what everybody's goal is. Has it been everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, but I feel like it was a difference because even with the parade, we had some guys who won the Super Bowl before, and the parade, they were like Ellerby and Corey Graham and the guys who won before, they were like, man, this our parade wasn't like this. You know, this parade is unique.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to hear them say that and actually see how it looked, really feel like everybody in the city came out.
It's not only the city, the entire region.
Right.
An incredible, incredible day. In the season, it seemed, Nigel, that you really came into your own, and at least from my eyes, from what I've seen in football with you, played your best football this past season. Do you believe that?
It was one of my better years.
Only one of your better?
Yeah, it was one of my better
you
years.
You were great last year.
I was great. I was good.
I could
be better, though. I left some plays on the field. Right.
That's it.
So I left some plays out there, man. So I'm going to get that fixed, though. We looking forward to, you know, making those corrected and getting into that end zone with those. But it was a crazy year for me, man, because it was so unexpected. You know, we lost Jay Hicks. And once I knew we lost Jay Hicks, I knew it could only be me to save it. Because his leadership is like, you know, like the things that he does, people probably wouldn't understand. But his leadership and his play diagnosis is unbelievable, man. And when we lost him, it definitely took a hit. But I knew I could at least hold us somewhat to his caliber, you know. And that was my main goal, man, just trying to make sure we were able to stay on the same pace as it was when he left us. And that was the focus.
The idea of getting more responsibility when Jordan went down, you became the Mike linebacker in the nickel, correct?
Right.
So what is it for the fans out there? What exactly does that mean? What more responsibility did you have?
It's everything. You got to make the calls. You got to get everybody lined up. You got to make the checks. It's another level of what you have to do as a player because the communication is everything. I mean, you miscommunicate one time and it's touchdown. And, I mean, you can give away the game like that. So just making sure everybody's all on the same page and you in a loud environment, especially the link. Anytime we played in the link, it was no talking, all hand signals, you know. And you can't practice those type of things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's no way you can simulate that in practice. I mean, we can bring the crowd noise out and all that stuff, you know, but it's different when you get out there in the game. And I think that was, you know, having him on my side and continue to keep giving me pointers and things like that really helped me out throughout that whole process.
So it's been about 6 weeks since the Super Bowl. I'm a very short off season here. How is your body? Are you back into training? The very short off season. Any concerns about getting ready for 2018?
No, we're ready. I'm ready. Already training and getting back to it, man. Because obviously we would like to do the same thing. And if we don't, I mean, well, we have no choice.
Hey, man, listen, Michael Bennett in town, Halode Nata in town. Exactly. That front is going to be vicious.
Right, exactly. So we have no choice.
Yeah.
I mean, when you take that into play, man, and look at what we've done and what we overcame, and just can try and continue to grow, I think that's the main thing for us as a team. I mean, you're going to continue to see us just trying to grow and trying to get better. We got guys that want to get better each and every day. We're going to push each other each and every day because we know what it takes. We know what it takes.
So. Love it, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
Nigel Bradham, an Eagle for the next 5 seasons. We're all very happy about that. Thanks so much for joining us.